Everyone deserves to feel connected. That's why Cox has high-speed internet to fit any budget. For real. Learn more at cox.com/ACP. Non-transferable, one per household. Application and eligibility decisions are made by the FCC. Other restrictions apply. Usually you can pick a lot, a little, or somewhere in the middle. And then that's it. Small does not grow, and large you can't whittle. But now there's an internet plan that's clever. It allows you to add TV or home automation whenever. Get a flexible internet plan from Cox for all the services you desire and nothing you don't require. Additional services can be added at then-current regular rates. All services subject to residential customer service agreement and acceptable use policy found at cox.com/policies. Restrictions apply.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. On the program, I have Carolina T. Carolina is a Dallas Cowboys analyst for ESPN 97.5 in Houston, Texas. She is also a San Antonio Spurs insider for San Antonio Sports Star, a writer for the San Antonio Spurs SB Nation blog, Pounding the Rock, and Sports as Told by a Girl, which is a website dedicated to covering sports from a woman's perspective. In addition, she is the host of the League of Her Own podcast and a ring announcer for the San Antonio, Texas-based wrestling promotion, River City Wrestling. Carolina is a native of Chicago, Illinois, and a diehard Chicago Bears fan. On the program, we discuss the recent Bears loss to the Detroit Lions. Also, we discuss Justin Fields and much more. Carolina is coming up after the break. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Robinson Show.
Usually you can pick a lot, a little, or somewhere in the middle. That's why Cox now offers flexible internet plans, giving you all the services you desire and nothing you don't require. Additional services can be added at then current regular rates.
At Family Dollar, you'll find even more ways to save, like our digital smart coupon, including the Saturday Savings Pass. Explore our app and find additional discounts to stack savings on top of savings. Family Dollar, helping you do more.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code EASY1000 and your first wager is risk-free up to $1,000. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700. In partnership with Sam's Town Shreveport Casino.
Businesses need to think beyond today. That's why ADP uses data-driven insights to design HR solutions to help your business find more success tomorrow. HR, time, talent, benefits, payroll. ADP, always designing for people.
Looking for something to do this weekend? When it comes to sports, nothing beats cheering your team on live. Vivid Seats has tickets for every league, all the best matchups at great prices, and all with a 100% buyer guarantee. Plus, they're the only ticketing company where you can earn rewards with every purchase. No one else has that. Visit VividSeats.com or download the app today and use SPORTS for $10 off your first $100 purchase. Vivid Seats. Experience it live.
Put industry leading, difference making, and tomorrow shaping on your to-do list. Explore Deloitte Technology Careers at Deloitte.com/tech careers and engineer your future at Deloitte. Industry leading, difference making, tomorrow shaping, world changing. These are a few of the adjectives people use to describe the technologies and companies Deloitte works with day in and day out. Join us, and soon those very same adjectives could describe your career too. Explore technology careers at Deloitte.com/tech careers and make an impact on business, technology, and society while engineering your future. At Deloitte.
Want an easy way to start saving and investing? All you need is Acorns and your spare change. Acorns will invest in an expert-built, diversified portfolio for you. On average, Acorns users invest $166 in 4 months from just their spare change. Plans start at just $3 a month with no hidden fees ever. To sign up and view disclosures, visit acorns.com/audio. That's acorns.com/audio.
Investing involves risk, including the loss of principal. Investment advisory services offered by Acorns Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Mooney in motion.
Mooney in the flat.
Fields pumps. Flag down. Fields breaks the tackle. Fields on the scramble.
Get
Fields
out of here.
In for the touchdown!
Are you kidding me?
Justin Fields!
First and goal. Fields on the run.
Throwing for the end zone. Komet leaping high to pull it in for a Bears touchdown.
Fields setting up, looking deep.
Komet wide open. He's got it. Cole Komet to the house. 50-yard Bears touchdown.
Third down. Fields
will yank it, and there's room to run for Fields. Turn it on the speed. Fields on the angle. Trying to outrace Okuda. And he'll beat him to the goal line for the touchdown.
Oh, wow. He's already the leading rusher on third down.
Big way.
And watch this.
67 yards for the touchdown.
We're getting man-to-man.
Fields in trouble. Fields chase. Breaks free of two tacklers. Now trying to break the third, and Okwara has him. Julian Okwara with
look
the
at him.
Sack.
He was just exhausted.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to the program. That audio was courtesy of the National Football League and Fox Sports, the NFL on Fox, and that was the Chicago Bears in action from Week 10 of the 2022 NFL season against the Detroit Lions. What a game it was at Soldier Field in Chicago. The Bears came up short, losing to their NFC North Division rival, Detroit Lions. To talk more about this game, we have her back on. She is a Chicago native. She loves her Chicago Bears. She is currently an analyst for the Dallas Cowboys for ESPN 97.5 in Houston. She's also a Spurs insider for the San Antonio Sports Star. Also, she has a podcast called League of Her Own, and she's also a writer for SB Nation, of course, Pounding the Rock. And also, she's involved in sports. She's a writer for Sports As Told by a Girl, and of course, she does her thing in the professional wrestling world as a ring announcer for River City Wrestling, RCW Wrestling, in San Antonio. They say she's a jack of all trades, but she is a Jill of all trades, Carolina Teague. Hey, Carolina, what's going on?
Hey, thank you so much for having me on. It's always such an awesome time talking to you.
Same here. Thank you so much once again for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. What an emotional game it was between the Bears and the Lions. It didn't end well for Chicago. What were your takeaways from the Bears-Lions game at Soldier Field, Carolina?
I mean, the main takeaways are this, is that Justin Fields immediately made his presence known into the game, and he's been doing such an incredible job as of late. You're really seeing him thrive and just being exceptional. But it looks like to me, it was just a really, interesting game. I mean, they were pretty much tied, and then towards the end of the first half, Detroit got the edge up, and Chicago came back. They had, in the second half of the game, they had three touchdowns. After that third touchdown, then they got an interception touchdown, and they got an additional touchdown after that. But what held it off is that those final three drives of the game where the Chicago Bears ended up having to punt it out, the defense played exceptionally well, holding the Bears' offense in downs. And Lions got the final touchdown of the game to win 30-31. So it was just really, depressing, if you're a Bears fan. But if you're a Lions fan, it was a really exhilarating game. And the Lions also, too. I mean, they got the defensive stand to hold off the upset over the Green Bay Packers the week prior before. So the Detroit Lions, when it comes down to being able to hold off games when it matters, they're able to do that. And unfortunately, there was a lot of great things for the Bears, but that's still not good enough. Moral victories don't make me happy, and the Bears are currently at the bottom of the NFC.
You're absolutely right about that. Moral victories don't get the job done in the National Football League, Carolina. We're going to get more into special teams and, of course, the other stuff in this interview. I want to start off with the running game for a moment. We'll get to Justin Fields and more in just a moment. Khalil Herbert, he's really stepped up his game this year for Chicago. We know about the history of the Bears and their offense and how much they love their running backs, from Walter Payton to Gale Sayers to Neil Anderson, of course, Thomas Jones and the late Cedric Benson. And of course, David Montgomery also played a big role in the Bears offense. Khalil had 10 carries for 57 yards, and David had 9 carries for 37 yards. Give me your thoughts on Khalil and David's performance against Detroit.
I mean, they've done an incredible job. There's really nothing for me to say about them, because I think that between Khalil Herbert and the running game, they basically just dominate. I mean, the Bears pretty much boast the NFL's best run game, and they one of the best run games in the NFL, and they average about 181 rushing yards per game. So this game by far was also not an exception either, because this past game they had they pretty much were dominant in rushing. I think that's what's been incredible with the Chicago Bears offense. They've always had that issue where the offense could not produce. But now you're seeing a lot more efficiency in regards to being having third down efficiencies or having rushing on the first down, which I really enjoy. They're doing way more rushing attempts than we're used to, and I really like seeing that aspect of them. But between the run game, I mean, they're really well. The offense, for the first time this year, or actually, I'm sorry, since early in the 2000s, they have had more than 30 points in the game. That was one of the breakthrough moments that the Chicago Bears offense has had, because seeing a Chicago Bears game with 30 plus points is something that, you know, we can't take for granted. And obviously there's a breakthrough in the offense, but the defense really has been getting exposed. And it's unfortunate, because you lose somebody like Robert Quinn, and then you lose somebody like Roquan Smith, and that really kind of puts a damper on the defense. But the rushing game has been nothing to complain about by any means.
You know what, Carolina, we talked about the running game. I want to talk about the receivers for a moment. Cole Kmet, him and Justin Fields have really connected this year. In this game against Detroit, Cole had 4 catches for 74 yards and 2 touchdowns. He's emerging as a solid tight end in the NFL. Give me your thoughts on Cole and his play in this game.
I mean, I agree with you. He is emerging as a solid tight end, and that was something that the Bears struggled with as far as the positional need the past few years. With the addition of Cole Kmet, he's somebody that the Chicago Bears can rely on. You can tell Fields feels really comfortable with him. When they were 2nd and 18 from their own 17-yard line, Fields was obviously pressured by the Lions' defense. He was able to drift back, and he had a floater to Cole Kmet. And if those type of plays where he trusts him to where, you know, you can see their chemistry is really well. But not only that, you can tell that the offense in general trusts the Chicago Bears. And the thing about it is the Bears really had a positional need for a wide receiver, and then they added Chase Claypool. So, you know, now they're seeming to be, you know, coming to be a lot more complete as of late.
All right, and then we had another receiver that did well in this game, Darnell Mooney. He stepped up his game. He's emerged as a quality receiver for the Bears the last several years. He had 4 catches for 57 yards. Give me your thoughts on Darnell and his play.
When it comes to wide receivers, Darnell Mooney is the main wide receiver for the Chicago Bears. He, to me, is a solid positional wide receiver. But I feel like in order for them to emerge even better, they needed an additional wide receiver. Adding Chase Claypool, to me, is that extra positional person that they need on the field for them to emerge even better and just be more used as a weapon for Justin Fields. But I think that Darnell Mooney has been effective since he's come onto the Bears. I hardly have complaints about anything that he does, and I really enjoy watching Justin Fields connect to Darnell Mooney when he needs to.
Yeah, those two are really dynamic, and they seem to have a good chemistry going, just like with Justin and Cole Kmet. I want to get over to the defensive side for a moment. The leading tackler in this game was Jack Sanborn, and he had 9 tackles in this game, and he also had 2 sacks in this game. Give me your thoughts on Jack and his performance in this game.
I mean, he's the rookie for the Chicago Bears, and I mean, he also had a team-high 12 tackles, and he's very instinctual. He makes a lot of plays on the ball. Matt Eberflus says he also reads on the keys, and he's always been that way. So the Chicago Bears themselves, they're really set on him being excellent based off the way he's been playing. And no other undrafted rookie has had a multi-sack game in the league this year. So that says a lot about how he is really, really a vital, important piece to the Chicago Bears. And that was his second straight game, and he had the Bears only 2 sacks of the game. So he's a very, very effective person, and he's a rookie. So it's a high ceiling for him, and it's great.
I want to talk now about the quarterback for Chicago, Justin Fields. In this game, he had 2 touchdown passes to go along with 167 passing yards. But, man, Justin Fields had 147 yards rushing and 2 rushing touchdowns. When you know about when we always talk about it when I have you on, Carolina, about the quarterback position and the Bears organization, it's always has seemed as the quarterback has always been a complimentary piece for the Bears. We've seen it with Jim McMahon, a solid arm, athletic ability. Rex Grossman, not athletic, but had a strong arm. And we've seen it with the likes of Cade McNown and Jim Miller and things of that nature. But give me your thoughts on Justin's play in this contest.
I mean, I really have no complaints about Justin Fields. I mean, there were games this season where he threw picks and, you know, people questioned whether he could fit in the system or not. And people were saying, you know, is he right for Chicago? And this has been a talking point for people who follow the Chicago Bears for years. It's always been a quarterback issue, no matter what. And I think the last time you and I talked, we had a really good conversation about Justin Fields and how I was really excited about this was the quarterback that they needed. The way he played in Ohio State in college was something that was exciting and something to look forward to. And now you start to see him getting adjusted with the time of the NFL games. You see him getting acclimated to the Chicago Bears system, and you see him just getting better with every single rep. And this is the second week in a row that Justin Fields has been a top quarterback, and he is the first quarterback in NFL history to record 100 rush yards with 2 touchdown passes and runs, like you said. So now he has the most rush yards over a 5-game span in the new Super Bowl era. So my thing is this, if Justin Fields is that effective, what do you really have to complain about? I mean, maybe if there's this game where he has to be effective in clutch moments, but it's not really a Justin Fields fault. It's more so of the offensive line's fault more than anything, because Justin Fields, if he can get some space, if he can get some timing to rush if he needs to and go where he needs to go, he's going to take the ball into his own hands, and he's going to get the touchdown himself if he has to. I feel like Justin Fields will try to get anything happen by any means necessary, and that includes him having to get touchdowns himself. So no complaints on the way that he is, and I'm excited to see the offense as a totality emerge. And like I said, adding Chase Claypool is going to be a vital piece for that, so I'm excited.
Absolutely. I'm excited about it as well because, again, with Chicago's offense, we've talked about this, Carolina, from time to time. It's been anemic, not exciting, and we were just waiting for it. Uh-huh. We talked about the Trubisky era, how it was just stagnant, and, you know, fans were just waiting for something to happen. Can just throw the ball downfield, but now the last several weeks we've seen Justin Fields take chances throwing the ball downfield and running as well. And I want to stay just with Justin for a moment. This game against Detroit and the game week 9 against the Miami Dolphins, he went back-to-back for over 170 yards rushing. Are you worried that Justin could get hurt seriously if they run him a little too much where they know they have Khalil and David handling the running ability, or are you confident that Justin can have free rein in terms of running the ball?
I think I want to speak positive energy into existence. I don't want anything to happen to Justin Fields. I'm going to light my candles and my sage to make sure nothing ever happens to him, because he is the guy for Chicago, bar none, based off of his performances, whether you like him or not, whether you criticize him heavily or not. The fact that he's the most exciting quarterback to come out of Chicago in years says a lot. So if I'm afraid he's going to get injured, it could happen. Obviously, there's people on the defense who are much bigger than him. They might squash him, break his leg. They might, you know, he might injure himself just based on getting tackled by one of the bigger guys. And you have a good point. You have people like David Montgomery. You have people like Khalil Herbert. You have bigger guys who are supposed to be those pieces of the puzzle. But I liked his mentality of getting a touchdown by any means necessary. And as long as Chicago Bears can make that offense a lot more stronger and healthier, there should be no reason why he has to run the touchdown in himself. But if he has to, I think he'll do it and he'll be fine.
One more question about Justin. You mentioned about the recent losses of Robert Quinn and Roquan Smith at the trade deadline, and the MO of Chicago has always been running game and defense. I mean, after all, they are the nickname team is the Monsters of the Midway. Do you see a shift happening where we could see the Bears go from being primarily known for defense and going over to becoming a quality and a high-powered offense?
You know, it could happen. You never say never. I mean, I feel like there's trends when it comes to football teams. Chicago's always been number one on defense. That's their main concern, their main priority. But they've always let the offense be a little bit lackluster. They never wanted to capitalize on making sure that both sides of the ball were really, really strong. But then you have now this new emergence of the offense, and you see the defense kind of take a little dip. And, you know, even Eddie Jackson, you know, gets a little bit frustrated. He says that it eats him up inside as a defensive player, and it makes him feel like he's not helping. And he also said that, you know, he wants to make every play if he possibly could. And he's getting paid a pretty penny to be a strong safety for the team. And he has his moments of emergences where he gets pick sixes and he's just really effective as a safety. But he is very hard as a leader and as a veteran on the team. He's making it very clear that the Bears have to do their job on defense as well. Now, you can say that all day long, but if you don't have the talent to back it up, then you really just can't do anything about it. There's a ton of great offensive teams in the NFL. Now, my answer to do we see a shift? If we do, honestly, it wouldn't surprise me, because it seems like we're looking at a shift right now, because they've had 30-plus points and they've been really effective the past several games playing great on offense. But my main thing is I'd rather them be good on offense or defense or both, instead of none at all, like we saw in the Trestman area. In the Trestman area, they weren't good on offense or defense. They were just all around just a hot garbage mess.
Yeah, they were a hot garbage mess, but it's good to see that you're getting the balance. There's nothing like balance in professional sports, mm-hmm. and especially in the NFL, when you can get it done on both sides of the ball, offensively and defensively. I want to stay just kind of like with this shift that is kind of starting to happen with the Bears from defense to offense. How vocal has Virginia McCaskey been in terms of getting the offense going, or just having a say-so in terms of the play of Justin Fields as well as contributors on the offensive side?
I mean, she's been a little bit vocal, but my thing is this. You know, they really don't have an update with Virginia in particular, because they're saying that she's had some health scares. And really the person who's been the vocal point of the Bears has been her son, George McCaskey. So she's been a little bit sick right now. They're saying that she might get back to her regular routine soon. And they're not really disclosing what's happening with her from a medical standpoint. But Mr. George McCaskey is usually the face of the franchise who does the speaking. And him, to me personally, I just posted yesterday because I was so angry at their loss. Because I felt like it was so close. I mean, he actually even writes letters to fans, and he wrote last year that we may disagree about how the Bears get to winning, but we all want the same thing, for the Bears to be winners. Everyone at Hallis Hall is doing everything they can to make that happen. So, I mean, they're vocal that they want to win, but between, you know, I express my frustration with the upper management. They've been making these empty promises for years. They even wrote in the paper a few years back when the Trestman era was going on and they let everybody go. They even said, thank you for your loyalty. And we're tired of hearing these empty promises. And I know that the Bears are in a rebuild phase and they have $150 million plus in cap space, but they seem to always be able to crack the top 10 in valuations every year. Right now, they're currently ranked at number 5 in valuations as far as generating revenue and income into the team. So to me, based off of men line, women line numbers don't. To me, what seems more important to the McCaskies is making sure that bottom line is profitable and they're still ranked in the top 10. But their decisions do not look good as far as building a championship team. I'm getting in years and I'm frustrated, even though I know they're going through a rebuild phase. I know there's probably a light at the end of the tunnel with this new cap space. It's just, what are they going to do with this money? Are they going to build a winning product or no? Because right now they're 3-7. They're 4th in the NFC North. And to be quite honest with you, I'm just really frustrated with being a loyal follower of this team for years. So it's frustrating because they are vocal. They say they want to win. But actions speak louder than words. And I'm getting tired of empty promises.
Yeah, I think we're all tired of empty promises, man. And dealing with these franchises and the Bears, they've been going through the motions for quite some time. And I want to just stay in Bears management for a moment. The general manager in his first year, Ryan Poles. And, you know, Ryan has a football pedigree working in executive positions for a number of teams in the NFL. He was also a former player. How would you rate his performance as general manager of the team so far?
You know, I think time will tell. But right now, I like his approach. It's a little bit different. He said he wants to take a hybrid approach when it comes to analytics and film study, and somebody who that reminds me of, who's not a GM, but it reminds me of a lot of what Mike McCarthy said when he first came to the Cowboys. And he thinks analytics and film study has a lot of benefits to offer, but he's also been different as to, you know, making sure that they're putting a winning product on the field. He's done a great job with, moving the right pieces around to put the Bears in a position to reemerge as a successful team in the next few years. And only time will tell if he's effective or not. But I like the way that he is, you know, putting together the team. Looks like he's making the right decisions. However, only time will tell.
All right. I want to talk now about, speaking of only time will tell, in his first year as the head coach of the Bears, Matt Eberflus. Give me your thoughts on Coach Eberflus and how he's coached so far this season.
As far as his coaching, I don't know what to say because, you know, I feel like I said, men lie, women lie, numbers don't. And I've had a hard time evaluating as to whether the issues on the team are a talent issue or if they're a issue of coaching. And that's the part that I can't get past. But I do think that, like I said, this is his first time being a Bears coach. It's going to take him time to develop, and we really can't judge somebody right away. One of the main issues that the Bears have had is getting rid of coaches pretty quickly. And Mike Ditka has said in the past, you know, one of the big mistakes the Bears upper management is making is they have a huge turnover of coaching and GMs. In order to build a winning system and a winning team, you have to let the people stay for several years to see how they develop. Development doesn't just go into players. It also goes into coaching. It also goes into consistency with their staff. And I feel like the Bears regurgitate their coaching staff. So it's going to take time to really see if he's doing a good job or not. And I feel like year one is not a good year for me to make a true assessment just yet.
Yeah, you know, they say the NFL doesn't just stand for the National Football League. It also stands for not for long, and not for long will you have a head coaching job or a coordinator job. And Eberflus, I'm hoping he can at least stick around for year one, because there are some coaches that are currently on the hot seat right now. And speaking of the hot seat, I don't know what's up with the Bears and the kicker position. I hate to mention his name, but a few years ago, Cody Parkey missed the field goal to beat the Eagles in the wild card playoff game. What the heck happened with Cairo Santos missing the extra point in the game against the Lions?
You know, that to me is a rare thing. I trust Cairo Santos with all my heart. And for this to be a game-winning kick and he missed it is so uncharacteristic for me in regards to him. I mean, he's one of the most accurate kickers in the NFL, and I was just a little bit confused as to how he missed the game winner, and he made 17 extra points prior to that missed one. It's very uncharacteristic of Cairo Santos to miss something, and I don't think that he should be compared to Cody Parkey by any stretch of the imagination. And with that Parkey game, by the way, he was playing against the Eagles. He had been on the Eagles before. They knew to ice the kicker. They knew he wasn't that great. But in these moments where wins count, Cairo Santos did drop the ball. But do I hold it over his head? No, because he has been very effective as a kicker. I wouldn't want to get rid of him. So between Cairo Santos and Robbie Gould, who has been another great kicker for the Chicago Bears, I don't think that he should be judged off of this one missed kick. I mean, you can only ask people to be effective for so long. If I had to really blame a loss on one of these teams, on one of these positional parts of the game, it would definitely have to be the defense. The defense has been the one who's been really dropping the ball the past few weeks.
All right, well, hopefully the Bears can get their kicking situation together, because they're going to be playing outdoors for the remainder of their schedule, and the winds blow pretty hard off of Lake Michigan. And I want to talk now about the Bears' next opponent for Week 11. They're going to be traveling to the south, to the ATL, to take on the Atlanta Falcons. The Falcons are playing in an atrocious NFC South division so far this year. They laid an egg on Thursday night against the Carolina Panthers. I want to start off with the Bears' defense. Marcus Mariota has been solid, not just throwing the ball, but running the ball this year. And, of course, they have the tight end position, Kyle Pitts, and Cordarrelle Patterson, who's like a dynamo of an offensive player for the Falcons. What do you think needs to be the keys to victory for the Bears' defense to stop the Falcons' offense?
Stop the bleeding. That's the main thing. I mean, they just don't look good defensively, but the upside is the Falcons aren't that good offensively. So maybe this awful defense plus this awful offense will lead to a win for the Chicago Bears. So I'm hoping that the Falcons offense really drops the ball and Bears end up winning.
All right, let's switch over to the other end of the ball, the Bears offense. What do you think are going to be the keys to victory for Justin Fields and the Bears offense to get points on the Falcons defense?
To me, I think what they're going to have to do is do the same thing that's been really working with them, relying on the run game. The run game is essentially the strong side of the Bears, so keep punching the ball in. I like how the Bears have been going for runs on their first downs. I like how they've been effective in the running game aspect, and I like how they've been effective with Justin Fields just being able to get points based off rushing yards. So continue to move with that momentum that the running game is having, and just keep developing that running situation. And, of course, I think another thing it would be great for them to do is to, of course, effectively pass the ball. And Chase Claypool, I'm waiting for him to have an emergence as a Chicago Bears. They said that it's going to take him several weeks to get used to the Chicago Bears offense. And they also said that Fields and Darnell Mooney, Cole Kmet, all those guys have been staying late, extra late with practice, so they could help get Chase Claypool acclimated But I would like to see an emergence of Chase Claypool, and I think this could be the game that it could happen. So I'd like to see a lot of production from him.
Hopefully this is the game where we see Chase have his coming out party against the Atlanta Falcons, and you have it for week 11, the Chicago Bears versus the Atlanta Falcons at the Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta, Georgia. Carolina, you are a busy woman. You're a Jill of all trades, and thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us. So tell everybody what's up with the current projects that you have right now.
Yeah, so I am a sports analyst for the San Antonio Spurs for San Antonio Sports Star, and I talk about the Spurs. I'm also on ESPN 97.5 Houston as a Cowboys analyst. And, of course, I have my podcast, The League of Our Own podcast. I talk about all sports, whatever I feel like, because it's fun for me. And I'm also a writer at all the sites you mentioned earlier, and I'm a ring announcer at River City Wrestling. And I have a busy schedule, but I'm never too busy for you guys. You guys, you know, you do a great job every single time, and I'm just very lucky to be able to come on your show and talk about my favorite team. So thank you so much for inviting me on.
Oh, you're welcome, and I thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to think about us as well. And before I let you go, food and football go hand in hand. Whenever you have an opportunity to try to catch a Bears game, what are some of your favorite foods that you enjoy eating at Bears games? Or if you don't enjoy eating at Bears games, maybe tailgating or things of that nature, but what are some of your foods that you enjoy eating?
So my dream is to go to a Bears game. I've never been to one. I've only been to one when they played at the AT&T Center, but I want to go to Soldier Field one day. I would definitely get a slice of Beggar's Pizza. They have Beggar's at the stadium, and that was my favorite pizza growing up because I grew up on the south side of Chicago. So if you have an opportunity to go to Beggar's Pizza when you go to Soldier Field, definitely get that. When I eat on game days, I prefer chicken wings, hot wings with ranch.
That sounds like a winner right there. I want to stay with Baker's Pizza for a moment. Is it regional? Like, is it part of Chicago? Is it in the Chicagoland area, or is it in much of the Midwest? Can you go more into detail about Baker's and what are some of your favorite pizza you enjoy eating there, like maybe pepperoni or the thin crust or the deep dish? What are some of your favorites?
Yeah, so Beggars, it's Beggars, B-E-G-G-A-R-S, so Beggars, like a beggar who's begging for money. Yeah, it's a, and it's Southside Chicago is mainly where it's at. So Chicago kind of has this beef, not a beef, but it's like if you're from the north side of Chicago, you like home run in. If you're from the south side of Chicago, you tend to move towards Beggars. And their thin crust pizza is where it's at. People in Chicago really don't do deep dish. I think that's a tourist trap. So you definitely want to get a thin crust pizza from Beggars. And a really popular topping there is Italian sausage. And I don't eat, I'm in San Antonio and the pizza here is nasty compared to like Beggars. So I get pepperoni here because it's all there is. But up north, I definitely would definitely invest in getting my sausage and pepperoni pizza. It's delicious.
Is it a difference in your opinion, is it a difference in the sauce or the way they prepare the thin crust in your opinion?
Yeah, you mean home run in or Texas versus Chicago? Because Texas is garbage.
You were saying in terms of like the pizza at Baker's in Chicago as opposed to the pizza that you've tried in San Antonio, is it a difference in maybe the sauce or in the thin crust or the cheese?
Yes, I will even settle for Home Run Inn because, like, if I had to, like, because they have Home Run Inn frozen section here, and, like, the crust is different, the sauce is different, you could tell they put more love in their pizza than they do here in San Antonio. Like, people down here do not know how to make crust, they do not know how to make sauce, they do not know how to use their toppings properly. It's just a hot mess over here. Like, people cannot make pizza down here, trust me. Up north, it's just way, you can tell they put more love into the pizza. So it's a huge difference. And I go up there and I definitely eat the pizza in Chicago. It's the bomb.
Solid. Well, you know, one thing is for sure, every city has their flavor. Every city, every region has their flavor of cuisine, no matter where you go. Definitely Chicago is known for the pizza and, of course, the Italian beef sandwiches and things of that nature. And you heard it from us. Mm-hmm. She's Carolina Teague. She's involved in a lot of things. And, Carolina, tell everybody where they can find you on social media and any websites that you have. Let them know that as well.
Yes, San Antonio Sports Star, and I'm on ESPN 97.5. You can find me at the League of Our Own podcast. You can find me at Carolina Teague _ on Twitter and Instagram.
You heard it from her. She's Carolina Teague. As always, thank you so much. And if ever you want to come back on, feel free to let us know.
Awesome. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. We'll be back with more right after this.
Rooney in motion.
Rooney in the flat.
Fields pumps. Flag down. Fields breaks the tackle. Fields on the scramble.
Get
Fields
out of here.
In for the touchdown.
Are you kidding me?
Justin Fields.
First and goal. Fields on the run.
Throwing for the end zone. Komet leaping high to pull it in for a Bears touchdown.
Fields setting up, looking deep.
Komet wide open. He's got it. Cole Komet to the house. 50-yard Bears touchdown.
Third down. Fields will
yank it, and there's room to run for Fields. Okuda, and he'll beat him to the goal line for the touchdown.
Oh, wow. He's already the leading rusher on third downs.
Big way.
And watch this.
67 yards for the touchdown.
We're getting man-to-man.
Fields
in trouble. Fields chase. Breaks free of two tacklers. Now trying to break the third, and Okwara has him. Julian Okwara with
Look
the
at him.
Sack.
He was just exhausted.
This winter, make the year's shortest days the most enjoyable in a Cadillac. Pursue your boldest ambitions in a Cadillac SUV. Or lead the way with the dynamic performance of a Cadillac sedan. So seize the season with a resolution to be iconic. Because when the days are at their shortest, it's on us to make them the fullest. Visit your local Cadillac dealer today.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You too could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumboCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.
Meet Extended Stay America Select Suites, a new place like home with spacious apartment-style suites and full kitchens. With Extended Stay America Select Suites, you get real, simple value. The longer you stay, the more you save. Learn more at ESA.com.
Looking for something to do this weekend? When it comes to sports, nothing beats cheering your team on live. Vivid Seats has tickets for every league, all the best matchups at great prices. And all with a 100% buyer guarantee. Plus, they're the only ticketing company where you can earn rewards with every purchase. No one else has that. Visit VividSeats.com or download the app today and use SPORTS for $10 off your first $100 purchase. Vivid Seats. Experience it live. Looking for something to do this weekend? Make up for lost time and check live events off your bucket list. Vivid Seats has tickets to sports, concerts, comedy, and theater, all at great prices, and all with a 100% buyer guarantee. Plus, they're the only ticketing company where you can earn rewards with every purchase. No one else has that. Visit VividSeats.com or download the app today and use Ticket for $10 off your first $100 purchase. Vivid Seats. Experience it live.
MFS Investment Management. Our active 360 approach to fixed income goes beyond analyzing financials. We combine active security selection and risk management, striving to make the most of complex bond markets. MFS.com/active360.
Meet Extended Stay America Select Suites, a new place like home with spacious apartment-style suites and full kitchens. With Extended Stay America Select Suites, you get real, simple value. The longer you stay, the more you save. Learn more at ESA.com.
The it's always the right time deal.
Hey, want to go to Mickey D's for lunch?
Ooh, let's go now.
But it's not lunchtime yet.
If we're going to McDonald's, it's always the right time.
Yeah, it's hard to argue with that.
There's a deal for every lunch hour at McDonald's.
Now, get a hot and spicy McChicken, double cheeseburger, or six-piece chicken McNuggets with small fries for only $3. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Looking for something to do this weekend? When it comes to sports, nothing beats cheering your team on live. Vivid Seats has tickets for every league, all the best matchups at great prices, and all with a 100% buyer guarantee. Plus, they're the only ticketing company where you can earn rewards with every purchase. No one else has that. Visit VividSeats.com or download the app today and use SPORTS for $10 off your first $100 purchase. Vivid Seats. Experience it live.
Meet Extended Stay America Select Suites, a new place like home with spacious apartment-style suites and full kitchens. With Extended Stay America Select Suites, you get real, simple value. The longer you stay, the more you save. Learn more at ESA.com.
Business today looks nothing like it did yesterday. While it's more unpredictable, its possibilities are endless. At ADP, turning unpredictability into an advantage is what we do. Using data-driven insights, we design HR solutions to help businesses work better, smarter, so they can think beyond today and find even more success tomorrow. HR, time, talent, benefits, payroll. ADP, always designing for people.
Meet Extended Stay America Select Suites, a new place like home with spacious apartment-style suites and full kitchens. With Extended Stay America Select Suites, you get real, simple value. The longer you stay, the more you save. Learn more at ESA.com.
Businesses need to think beyond today. That's why ADP uses data-driven insights to design HR solutions to help your business find more success tomorrow. HR, time, talent, benefits, payroll. ADP, always designing for people.
The it's always the right time deal.
Hey, want to go to Mickey D's for lunch?
Ooh, let's go now.
But it's not lunchtime yet.
If we're going to McDonald's, it's always the right time.
Yeah, it's hard to argue with that.
There's a deal for every lunch hour at McDonald's.
Now, get a hot and spicy McChicken, double cheeseburger, or six-piece chicken McNuggets with small fries for only $3. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Moms are amazing at tracking down hard-to-find items. Library books, socks, you name it. But sometimes help is welcomed. Care.com makes it easy to find babysitters near you. Sitters with the experience and skills your family needs, like after-school pickup and homework help. You just post a job for qualified sitters to apply, and since all Care.com caregivers are background-checked, you can feel confident about interviewing and hiring. To get the child care help you need, sign up now at Care.com.
The it's always the right time deal.
Hey, want to go to Mickey D's for lunch?
Ooh, let's go now.
But it's not lunchtime yet.
If we're going to McDonald's, it's always the right time.
Yeah, it's hard to argue with that.
There's a deal for every lunch hour at McDonald's.
Now, get a hot and spicy McChicken, double cheeseburger, or six-piece chicken McNuggets with small fries for only $3. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
All right, everybody, that's going to do it for another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. Once again, a big special thank you to Carolina Teague, Dallas Cowboys analyst for ESPN 97.5 in Houston, Texas. Also, a San Antonio Spurs insider, the San Antonio Sports Star, a writer for the San Antonio Spurs, a writer for the San Antonio Spurs SB Nation blog, Pounding the Rock, and also involved in a lot of other things such as Sports as Told by a Girl, which is a website dedicated to covering sports from a woman's perspective. Of course, she's also the host of the League of Her Own podcast and a ring announcer for the San Antonio, Texas-based wrestling promotion, River City Wrestling. Again, a big special thank you to Carolina for giving us her insight on the Chicago Bears game against the Detroit Lions and so much more. Until next time, everybody, remember, put God first in everything you do and you can't go wrong. Until next time, stick to the script. I'm out. Peace.
The it's always the right time deal.
Hey, want to go to Mickey D's for lunch?
Ooh, let's go now.
But it's not lunchtime yet.
If we're going to McDonald's, it's always the right time.
Yeah, it's hard to argue with that.
There's a deal for every lunch hour at McDonald's.
Now, get a hot and spicy McChicken, double cheeseburger, or six-piece chicken McNuggets with small fries for only $3. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
With the new Chevy Silverado, you might be driving in this. But with the Silverado's redesigned interior and large infotainment screens, it'll feel more like this. Introducing the new 2022 Chevy Silverado. Find new upgrades. Find new roads. Chevrolet.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You too could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumboCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.
The it's always the right time deal.
Hey, want to go to Mickey D's for lunch?
Ooh, let's go now.
But it's not lunchtime yet.
If we're going to McDonald's, it's always the right time.
Yeah, it's hard to argue with that.
There's a deal for every lunch hour at McDonald's.
Now, get a hot and spicy McChicken, double cheeseburger, or six-piece chicken McNuggets with small fries for only $3. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You too could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumboCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.